Blog Talk Radio.
All right, once again, the bumper music isn't doing what it's supposed to, but that's fine because we can just hit the little segment here and there and then get it going somehow. Tonight, obviously, our Thursday precap to the weekend. And if you give me a couple seconds, we will get this sound script going. I added all kinds of new stuff to it, so we're kind of in a holding pattern. All right, Cup Series, and I'm going to get stomped on in a second here by the sound bites that are not loading properly. See how that goes? Isn't that ridiculous? I'm just trying to get the perfect show. But that's okay. I don't let it disgruntle me. Does it disgruntle anyone else? Hope not. Well, that was fun. Every once in a while that happens when you are your own producer, your own engineer, your own writer, your own host. That's the way it goes. This weekend, I'm bring you back to Watkins Glen Road Course Race. But I want to start out by saying thanks for joining in to Speedway Anywhere, blogtalkradio.com/Speedway Anywhere, your motorsports and multi-sports hour could last over an hour, could fall short of an hour, and then Brittany will be joining in. It's a great thing, if you ask me. We have a little bit of subject to cover here. I don't know for certain, but there might be podcast fights on a south of the city's area station. Actually, two of them. Cup Series. Let's start out with Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson is now 13th in points behind Chase Elliott, and technically going into the final 10 championship races, Johnson is 15th in points. The reason being, Eric Jones and Austin Dillon are locked in, even though they are sitting behind Johnson in points. So, if Johnson's pushed back to 15th, all it's going to take is one more winner. I don't see that happening this weekend, because the guys outside of 16th aren't exactly road course ringers. So out of those behind Johnson in points, I'm thinking maybe Jamie McMurray. And outside of Jamie McMurray, I don't see another guy joining them in those 16 places going into the chase. I also don't see Jimmy Johnson making it far into the first 30 races of the chase. By the way, Jimmy Johnson win this year, kind of an anomaly. Brad Keselowski winless this year, another, well, call it an anomaly. But I like this race outside the chase. If you were to ask me who is most likely to crawl in there and get a race lock, I would have to go Jamie Johnson or Ryan Newman. I really would. And you got to consider also that as far as the drivers, that if they lock themselves in, Eric Jones, restrictor plate track. Austin Dillon, restrictor plate track. Joey Logano, who's fourth in points, he has a restrictor plate win back at Talladega locking himself in, but he's also locked in on points because his performance. This stage racing bonus points, when you're in, this is going to be probably a deciding factor of how 2019's points are going to be designed, because I think when NASCAR tried to simplify the rules, they made it even worse. So I
even Kanye makes more sense than you.
Well, thank you, Brittany. That's great to hear. But, you know, they tried to simplify it. And if it isn't simple enough for Kanye, well, apparently some people like Kanye. I'm not even going to go into it. I might someday later. With five races left before the chase, Busch and Harvick are 1 and 2 in points. They have 6 wins each. Harvick almost made it up there for 7th at Pocono. Truex Jr., Martin Truex Jr., last year's champion. He's in 3rd with 4 wins. And then, like just mentioned, Joey Logano in 4th with 1 win. Bowyer's in 5th. He's got 2 wins. Hasn't been enough consistency as far as his performance, and I believe he might have had some penalties go against him too earlier in the year. The closest winner to 5th is Eric Jones in 14th, and of course, you know, he's got the 1 win from Daytona. Oh yay, restrict play track. And then Austin Dillon with 1 win, he's 19th in points with the win at Daytona, another restricted play track. Stranger things have happened, but I think we are already looking at our guaranteed 15 entrants for the chase. Maybe one more getting in there with a win, such as, like I mentioned, Jamie McMurray or Ryan Newman. But I think the drivers in points outside of maybe 12th or 13th are still on the chopping block. And like I said, Jimmy Johnson being one of them. I also don't believe half those cars are safe after the first 4 car elimination. You know, when it goes down 5 races from now. Okay. Let me throw it out there like that. 5 races from this weekend is when the chase starts. 3 races into that, you're going to have 16 drivers. 4 will be eliminated. I don't think Jimmy Johnson's going to be safe going into that. He hasn't won. He doesn't have the teammates of Dale Jr., Jeff Gordon, Casey Kane. I'm sure Casey Kane was somewhat of a benefit to him, but the one before that driving Casey Kane's car, Mark Martin, remember, number 5, GoDaddy, before Danica came into the Cup Series. He had 3 great teammates lean on for resources, engineering, tips on the track, what the conditions are different as the years have gotten. It just, but yeah, with Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman, and then, of course, why can't I even think of them? They're so irrelevant. I mean, Byron Williams, I guess, would be the other guy. So it's going to be a completely different picture. 8 races for now, even though the chase starts in.
Even Kanye makes more sense than you.
Well, good for Kanye. Try to explain the stuff. And like I said, NASCAR tried to simplify the rules, but they haven't done the best job at it, or even a half-assed job at it. Oh, did I say ass? Oh, damn. So Cup heads to Watkins Glen in New York for the 2nd of 3 road course races. Yes, I said 3, as Charlotte is running the road course now under a new design from the old one. I think it's a mistake. I really do. I don't think they should have taken that nice traditional quad oval track. If I'm not mistaken, Charlotte was the first quad oval on the circuit in the Cup Series. Maybe in multiple series. But yeah, Martin Truex, last year's champ, has won the last 2 road course events. Watkins last year, Sonoma this year. And then now they're going back to Watkins on Sunday. This could mean Truex is going to lock in the road course race in the chase. We'll see. As this goes on, I'm kind of curious where other people's votes are. We have, you know, 3 road courses. Is it necessary? And I'll talk more about that when we get to the Sonoma news on the IndyCar series. But I'm going to give my thoughts. I feel like I need... So the points coming out of Iowa with the Xfinity Series ended up Christopher Bell in first, Elliott, Daniel Hemric fourth, Justin Allgaier in fifth. Now we keep talking about the chase. So, Christopher Bell. 4 wins. Allgaier, he has 2 wins. And outside of the top five in points is Tyler Reddick, back at Daytona, by the way. He got one win. He's seventh in points. Spencer Gallagher has a win. He got busted for drugs. Put that out there, blunt me. Okay, this is my weekly recap of how the chases work. 12 Xfinity drivers are eligible for the first round of the chase. I actually call them Busch Series drivers. Unlike the Cup Series, who starts the chase with 16. The Cup Series has three rounds of the chase and eliminates four at a time within 10 races. The big difference is the Xfinity Series and trucks only run seven races. So you have an elimination after three races, you have an elimination after the next three, and then there's four cars left in the final round at Miami. So Xfinity, four are eliminated after the next three races, four more. That means four are left for the finale at Homestead. Now, how does this differ from the truck series? In Xfinity and in or whatever in the truck series, go into it. I'm looking at a phone call here. I do not recognize it. I think somebody's. I might put it in the conference. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Another variance between the trucks and Cup, eight drivers are eligible in truck. In truck, only two are eliminated at a time, unlike four throughout the two rounds, the seven races. So three races go by, two get eliminated. Three more races go by, two get eliminated. And that leaves four going in Miami. It took me forever to figure this out, and supposedly NASCAR, like I said, was trying to simplify it. I don't, it's gotten to be so long-winded, and I can't make sense of it. Most people can't, walk around listening the sports radio or watching races on going into the final chase playoffs and that kind
of
thing.
Even Kanye makes more sense than you.
It does get too complicated for something that was supposed to make it easier. Brett Moffitt, he slipped up 15 points after last weekend. He has no news on his sponsor situation. I mean, sure, as long as his team owner himself stays within a margin of points, Brett Moffitt could come back going into the final seven races. Follow me here. Brett Moffitt, he's 15 points. No news whether or not he's racing next weekend. And he could technically gain sponsorship and take a bunch of seven races. He's going to be down. Bonus down. As far as, his final eight trucks, but so Johnny Noah Gregson, he had to sit out last week at Pocono. He got sick, where Eric Jones filled in for him, finished second to Kyle Cup Racers. Gander Outdoors will assume full-time sponsorship title in 2019. The original plan was somehow Gander Mountain and the current title sponsor of Camping World were going to share titles on the series. That's no longer the case. They released a press conference, photo op, all the above, and on themselves. So, NHRA, let's skip to that. I'm going to be cutting this show really short tonight. Points, Courtney Forrest, she's still first. In funny car, Steve Torrence. Steve Torrence still leads top field. Greg Anderson, Pro Stock, and then Pro Stock Cycle, Andrew Hines. NHRA heads to Washington Pacific Raceway in Kent, Washington tomorrow, August 3rd and through the 5th. Then they'll take a weekend off and head to my home state of Brainerd, August 16th to the 19th. The closest that NHRA gets to me. NHRA still has 9 events left in 2018, with the final being in Pomona, California. Now, I was kind of hoping that I'd get someone to join in on this conversation. There are a handful of dragways where you see 4 lanes, then you see 2 lanes, you know, 2 lanes being traditional, or even 3 lanes. I think there should be more of that, because just because one guy jumps the starting tree shouldn't mean that you automatically win. You should have to work with it. And if another guy gets a green and you get a green, you should have to race for it. You shouldn't just get that okie doke, that give me, you know, that kind of thing. At least that's my feelings on it. That's why I love the 4-lane wide Pomona. I'm not sure what other tracks have the 3-lane and the 4-lane, but going through at least the Major League Series, yeah, you want to go 2 cars, or you don't want a whole bunch of Pro Stock motorcycles getting taken out because one got out of its lane and then sent, you know, the middle car, well, the middle cycle into the other lane, that kind of thing. Cycles scare me. They do. You got to take that into consideration. The Pro Stock motorcycle and the Pro Harley division is definitely making a splash. But you don't want somebody with no protection around him but a helmet and leather sent into another lane. I get that. But 4 lanes in a semi-secure, purpose-built dragster, be it funny car, Pro Stock, or top field, at least they got a fighting chance. But more 4-lane ride would keep the qualifying and the heat racing and that kind of thing under a better wrap. But that's my take on it. I know that mano-y-mano creed that it's just you and me, buddy, in the whole street racing thing where they're battling for pinks and they're that's something that is to be considered as far as the NHRA. So
Even Kanye makes more sense than you.
You know, the second that you give a girl a mic, they just take it and run. Be right back. You know, I heard something on, radio and comedy shows and everything. Can you believe it's already August? Can you believe it's already August? And the fact that the IndyCar series has four left? Yeah, four left. You know, that's a series that if it wasn't for the Indy 500, I don't know that they'd be able to sustain it. But as long as you have the Indy Motor Speedway, you always will. But they're going to be wrapping it up. Looking through my notes here. I apologize for the dead air. We'll go through that in a second. The IndyCar series. Currently sitting in leading points is Scott Dixon. Alexander Rossi is second. Joseph Newgarden, last year's champion, is sitting in third. Will Power is in fourth. Ryan Hunter-Reay is in fifth. Indy will take the weekend off and then run at Pocono August 19th. There are only four to go, and the IRL will wrap up their season. They're not even going into October. The final race will be at Sonoma, by the way, September 16th. This will also be the IRL's last race there for now. Laguna Seca will be hosting the IRL again in California. And maybe not even again for Sonoma. I believe the last time Indy Style Cars actually ran at Laguna, it was the Kart FedEx series, before they joined forces back together, and the Andretti's and the Team Cool Green and everybody above realized that as long as the IndyCar series owns the IRL, which, why wouldn't they? They own the IRL. They own Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which hosts two races, by the way. Another infield road course, kind of like what NASCAR is trying to do with Charlotte. Drives me nuts. They will have power over that. I'm excited to see IndyCars return to Laguna, but I'd be even more excited if it was stock cars. I really would. Sure, Sonoma's cool. It's tight. It's thinner. It doesn't have as long of straightaways. Sonoma's got that ridiculous horseshoe paper clip turn. There's been a lot of bumping and begging on the final turn, and a lot of drivers get pissed off about it. And but yeah, I wish Laguna and Sonoma could both exist on the schedule. It's that fun last turn. And obviously, Sonoma is a mainstay for the Cup Series at this point, as well as the dragway in the middle for the NHRA like last weekend. As is every sport throughout the years, the points change. The stats differ based on what some sports players, some drivers, you know, we're up against. That's a big one to me, Kurt.
Yeah, I got to admit, though, there's parts of California right now they're probably wishing for rain over Indy cars, and I don't mean to be making a joke about it because of the fires.
Yeah, it.
But seeing IndyCars back on that track would be cool. I still just say that might be a cool little road trip because it's a part of California, you know, any time of the year, basically the temperature stays the same. You know, it's, you know, overnight lows, always in the 50s. It's cool 50s, too. You know, that part of California, that'd be a really cool road trip. And everybody's heard of Laguna Seca, too. No matter who you are.
You know, a lot of people think of California like that as being a really hot area. It's not. It's until you get down in Nevada and on the other side of the hills and mountains of California. And California is so damn big.
Well, the first time I ever flew was out in the world. First time I ever flew was out to Palm Springs, and we passed Pikes Peak and everything. On the way there, we go direct. We see the mountain, and then the plane goes right over the Air Force Academy. You wouldn't even know it's the Air Force Academy, and didn't see any planes. But though on the way to Palm Springs, it looked like Tatooine, and I was expecting to see Luke, Maruk, and Uncle Owen. All out there. Luke! Mm-hmm. And then when we landed, I wanted to try some blue milk.
I'll leave that one up to you. Right. Little bit that I was going through here is, as in every sport throughout the years, the rules change. And I think the ways that stats in championships are gained, you really can't compare them, and you can't use that to represent athlete. I don't know, 1950, 1930, and then let's see where it goes in 2030. I mean, Jeff Gordon. In saying under last year's rules, that would have made me.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Gordon ain't bad for an old guy.
You know, Jeff Gordon knew that under the Matt Kenseth rule, it's been referred because Matt took a championship without wins. Matt Kenseth came out swinging the year after and won the second and third race. don't remember if that was Rockingham and Vegas or if it. Matter of fact, yeah, it was. So you can't. Jeff Gordon can sit here and talk as much crap, but Jimmy Johnson supposedly is 7-time under 3 different sets of rules. So
even
I mean,
Kanye makes more sense than you.
She really likes Kanye.
Well, apparently better than her buddy, Jeff Gordon, too. So,
Oh, yeah. I was going to mention that.
So, if she disagrees with me.
Oh,
then,
yeah. Jeff Gordon ain't bad for an old guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Rainbow Warrior.
You know,
pretty boy in
pretty
car.
I will say Jeff Gordon had rainbows on his car before a certain part of society, but that's a whole nother story. So, hey, let's keep slimming through the shit. And I want to get back to the subject about stats and inconsistencies and how we look at the back of a baseball card or football card or how we look at the Sports Illustrateds and, you know, who had the most of this, that, and the... this is going to be a dungeon repeated. There's only one, you know... But, yeah, World of Outlaws, Donnie Schatz, obviously took 6th over your pick last week and 17th. I'm going to disqualify Donnie Schatz. I mean, Donnie Schwartz. I mean, Donnie Squats.
Donnie Force?
Donnie Force. Don't think.
Well, that would never
happen because... John Force only had girls. Of course, what the hell is that on your TV?
That's my sound clip. No, there's just some kids playing outside, so.
That is your sound clip, then. I might have to bite that. So... I will not pick Donnie Schatz just simply because it's too easy. Even though he finished 6th, he's usually 1st or 2nd. But it was the Empire Nationals, and there was a lot more cars in the field. And blah, 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 blah. What about Laws? Is that Pebley, Missouri? And when I looked it up, it was actually said, like, Peebly Mo, you know, for the abbreviation for Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I kept thinking Montana. Peebly Mo, Curly and Joe. But, yeah, they'll be there tomorrow on August 3rd, Friday, and then Saturday, August 4th. That's where they'll be. Schatz still leads the points, followed by, Schatz? I don't know. What's his name? Gotta get a name.
Schwartz.
Schwartz,
you know, I mean, and the Spaceballs, you know, their greatest enemy wasn't Lone Star. Their greatest Spaceballs was the Schwartz. So maybe you should start calling him the Schwartz, so that way he could defeat the Spaceballs.
Okay, I'm getting mad. Brittany, where are you? 917-889-2053. I know you got the number in your phone already. Call in and let's have some fun with Final Laps. Let's see. So, yeah, they'll head... I was going to do this soundbite that didn't upload properly. But I got the rest of hers. So, dude, who's your car? Who you picking this weekend? Cup, Indy, NHRA. Indy has the weekend off. Some guy at a state fair, county fair.
I got to take John Force.
Gonna go with John.
Yep, up here in Brainerd. Why
not? It's
not
here in Brainerd.
Oh, I thought it was already.
No, that's August 16th through the 19th.
I thought that was. God, that's
no,
in 2 weeks.
Kent. Actually, it's in
that's
3 weeks.
That's right.
They're in Kent, Washington.
That's
where they're at.
I remember now.
So is John Force still your winner?
Yeah. God, it would be cool if somebody could call in from Kent, Washington, and I could bring up that show. Oh.
You know, I got to stay with Martin Truex Jr. He's got the second two. You know, he won Watkins last year. And then Sonoma earlier this year. I think he's the road course racer. What is that sound?
Oh, that's coming from outside.
Is it the kids throwing snap caps?
No, they're just banging on a little thing out there. Oh, they just looked in here, and then they kind of apologized. Who owns Watkins? I mean, as a driver in the Cup Series.
As far as the driver? No one.
Yeah, at any time in history, who just...
If you want to talk, I just rolled my chair like way back from the microphone. If you want to go to road courses, Jeff Gordon, period. That was it. He took 6 road course races in a row. Mark Martin didn't suck either. Another one, let's see, in the earlier days, if you want to go back to Riverside, do you remember that actually, as far as Watkins, they didn't have a race in the Cup Series for years and years and years?
It wasn't that long ago
that they were completely shut out from NASCAR. Yeah, the focus was definitely not on them.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember reading something about that a couple months ago.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was actually crossing all the notes on that. And, you know, Sonoma and Sears Point and then... God, Pearson or Buddy Baker. I think if you really want to go back to Riverside and before, you're looking at Buck Baker. So.
Yeah, the thing I was reading at that time, though, where I found out that they didn't race at Watkins forever, it was a website where they're talking about road courses, and I forgot where it was, but that one that was 0.9 miles. Back in the day, there's go-kart tracks that are probably bigger than that. I mean, all that turning you would have to do. Probably challenging, though. Not a lot of speed, but probably challenging.
Yeah, I don't, God, it's driving me nuts too, because the one you're talking about, I was just watching a little Beyond the Wheel story about the other night, and well into the 3 a.m. hour of the morning. All right, county fairs. I need to give a mention to Jesse Preston. Jesse will be at Carver County Fair on August 12th for the Demolition Derbies. I'm hoping to get that he'll join us on the Thursday leading up to it. And then he'll maybe the Monday or Thursday in the following week tell us how it went. And I know that he had some questionable days. I'm sure it depends upon how much shit his car takes. Oh, I just said that Rusty Wallace word again. All right, ARCA. Oh, here we go. This is just going to get stupid. This is going to get... All right, ARCA has the weekend off, but there will be a rebroadcast of the Fans with Benefits, as it was named, at Iowa Speedway from a few weeks back.
What's it called?
Fans with Benefits.
Oh, God, who came up with that? Oh, no.
You know, when political correctness to sponsor names and whatnot doesn't matter?
No, it's... That, I gotta admit, it is kind of a cool thing to do.
Now, you gotta realize that these guys were in support, in a support race to the IndyCar series, which was the Corn 300.
Yeah.
Remember that? Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
And so you got Fans with Benefits and the Corn 300. And an airport nearby in Cedar Rapids that sells shirts that say, what happens in the corn stays in the corn. You know it's intentional humor. It's got to be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what happens in the corn stays in the corn. Oh, God. God.
And the truth is there was no corn to be seen when I was sitting in that airport, because that's when the dome collapsed. But, yeah, Fans with Benefits. Kind of like, I would have liked to hang out at the airport with them. That would have kept me busy at night. Oh, God, did I just say that? So, either way... I intentional or unintentional on the humor side, I love it all. ARCA has the weekend off, but there will be on MAB TV, 10 p.m. Eastern time or 9 p.m. Minnesota time. If you have MAB TV, good luck. I didn't get that channel on DirecTV, but that's okay. County fairs. I don't have any details except for Jesse's details. So, if you want to go out and root for somebody and you're just like, oh, bunch of cars smashing into each other, go to Carver County Fair on August 12th. Cheer on Jesse Preston.
Is Elko going to have an Eve of Destruction soon?
They've had more Eves of Destruction than they have actual races. I've told you this. They've had like 7 or 8 regular weekly series races. And then 2 out of every 3 has been Eves of Destruction. They had the ARCA race. Other than that, No, it's all they have. I mean, I can look it up if you want me to and give you the big announcement for this weekend, but I doubt if it's going to be part of the week of racing. I guarantee it's going to be another Eve of Destruction, Demolitions, Truckosaurus. They probably keep Truckosaurus out there right behind the straightaway wall. So, all right, time to wrap it up. And
finally, the show is over.
Oh, you're not that lucky, little Brit. You are not that lucky. There is still more to go, and we don't call it quits until we call it quits. So you can say this all you want, but
finally, the show is over.
Well, yeah, that's we still got more to go, so you can complain all you want.
Hmm.
We're gonna do something.
Jeff Gordon.
Hmm. Yeah, well. God damn it, you had me when I wasn't ready.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Gordon ain't bad for an old guy.
Okay, I was waiting.
All right, we're going to do something for final laps. And so little Whiny can, you know, wish that we were done, but it sucks
finally,
for her.
Finally, the show is over.
Sooner or later, but I do have a way to extend the time to 3 hours if I want to. Here's where we're going to go with final laps tonight, because I get pressed for time. I was taking care of Bibby's sound bites. Five to go, and there's only a five to go. There's a checkered flag, but flags and stoplights. Now, if you ask me, doesn't the yellow flag make you need a bathroom break?
Well, no, but I just thought of something. Okay, the green flag, of course, means go. And, of course, you know that old saying, when you got to go, you got to go. And then throw down the caution right away. If you could go back and forth, that would be like messing with somebody that really is waiting in a long line, if you get my meaning. You know, they're ready to go, then you pull down the caution. Green, caution, left and right, you know. That would really piss you off in a line for a bathroom.
Well, and why does the white flag mean you're about to win? And the black flag means you're out of the race. See, and I know I'm getting controversial here, and this is just lighthearted, so don't anyone get all bent the F out of shape. It was actually a couple of guys that worked for a bail bond agency in my building. They're like, man, that's some prejudice-ass shit right there when they give you the black flag to get the hell out, but they give you the white flag when you're about to win.
Yeah. Yeah, but what? But you know what? The checkered flag is black and white. So there's something to comprehend, though, too.
Well, and the truth is black people aren't black, and we had this goofy-ass conversation. But the problem is, remember what I just said about the yellow flag?
Yeah.
Time to, you know, take a leak. Would you want there to be a brown flag?
I know where you're going, but I'm just thinking here. I don't know. I don't know if. I don't know what you could use it for. What would be. I'm wondering, thinking about this, if there was a specific flag used if bad weather is coming. And they definitely don't have to do this, but you know, you can still race, but possible weather conditions, you know, and they definitely don't need it. But I'm wondering if that ever got brought up for racing, you know, back in the old days, that there was a special, you know, just keep your eye on the weather while you're racing.
Well, you know, obviously the people on pit row, their own crew chiefs, their own team, they'd have to, you know.
Even Kanye makes more sense than you.
Well, I'm talking here back in the old days, though, you know, where the communications weren't that great and everything. If that ever got brought up, though, you know, keep racing. You know, keep racing. Just keep an eye on the weather. You know, back in the old days before the communications got much better, because there's no way that they always.
I know for a fact that when the purple flag is up down in Miami Beach, that means you got some shit drifting around and they're probably going to sting you in your legs, and you better bring a bottle of vinegar and I know what those flags mean. But can you imagine if you stepped out of our hotel that we were in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see a couple flags up on that pole, would you know what the hell they mean?
Well, no. I mean, no, I mean,
And, I mean, the amount of man of war that were on the beach back in 2013 when we were down there in February 2013, we never saw those. You didn't see those when you were there in 2009. I didn't see them there when I was there in 2008 and early 2009. It was just crazy, man. Just these giant piles of goo. All right, my other question is, now, okay, why is it that so many races, it seems like the yellow flag lasts longer, but on stoplights, it's the shortest color in the world. Have you thought about that? I mean, so if yellow meant, okay, you got time for a potty break. Or the brown flag. You know, as you're coming down to the green, and then all of a sudden, yellow, and it's red. And then you got to sit there. Now, wouldn't it be nicer of our cities, our states, our country, everyone, if when they throw that yellow light, we could just jump out of the car long enough, longer than the red light, and get out and take a leak? Isn't this more fun than final laps? Yeah,
I'm thinking
about
a comment, but
make all the comments you want. The FCC does not regulate me.
I wish they did, but no.
I'm not on the airwaves. I'm tied right into your home. I am on a wire that's connected to a wire connected to a wire with Putin in Russia. And Hey. So I bet you Brittany thought this was over, and
finally,
I just gotta.
The show is over.
No, no, it's not. But yeah, I think that when you sit so long at a stoplight, after getting cut off by a yellow light that suddenly goes red, instead of it going green, I want to see a white and checkered light flashing like, yes, time to go! You're finally going home. You can finally do what you need to do. You won.
You know, one thing, though, on a track, I'm wondering if this would be challenging for the drivers, is if you had the speed, the digital sign showing the speeds.
There's one in California.
Really?
Turn one.
I did not know that.
Turn one, gigantic freaking billboard that actually, yeah. Granted, it does not work except when it's just you. Say you're out there making your qualifying lap, and it, as you go into turn one, all of a sudden it says 207. And then,
okay, that's
six, five, four, three, two, one. Yes.
Okay.
That
yeah,
is that's... there. You should watch California qualifying sometime. Matter of fact, or watch them during practice. They can actually see their speed at a certain trap point.
I'm wondering, though, if during qualifying they go, don't look at that. You know, let's just say you're out there the first time qualifying there, and if they just say, don't look up.
You know, if you're you, me, or the other guy, though, I would kind of like to know what I got going on in this whole thing about, I understand the gas gauge and the fuel pressure and I would like to know that shit. Stuff, man, I have stunk up this show so bad lately. By the way, Josh and Brittany both agreed that sounds just like her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to... Actually, if we weren't into our final segment, I would do the call a guest thing. We can do that to her next time around.
Okay.
And I'm sure all she would have said was, you know...
Even
that,
Kanye makes more sense than you.
Oh, I got to do this real quick. Okay. I was waiting for you to play that next time, so that way I could flush the toilet on Brittany.
Mine's better.
It is. I mean, you know, it is. You know,
this is the great thing about conjoined bathrooms, male and female. What do they call those? Unisex?
Unisex, yep.
Yeah, when they're both sitting in the bathroom at the same time, guy and a woman, and they're...
Why?
Apparently Kurt Busch is offended.
And then one of them gets tired of waiting on the other, and, you know, it's just... You got to get them off the pot, man. Dude's sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm so far beyond resources. I ended up I only got to about an hour and 5 minutes tonight. So Oh my God, this thing does not shut up.
That's okay though.
So, the checkered flag means if you're still running from the cops and they haven't waved the checkered flag, you should be able to plead that in court. Nobody waved the checkered flag. Right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. There are some people I'm glad didn't get away and, you know, and you know damn well, though, a guy has been out running a cop and to be a smart asshole. They have probably, there are people, though, that got a checkered flag just waiting to do it to other people. Never known anybody, but, yeah, somebody's got to have a checkered flag in their car in case they outrun somebody for whatever reason. You know, they'll outrun them, then to rub it in, they'll pull out the checkered flag, get back in their car, and go.
Do donuts, smoke up the tires.
Yep, that would be funny.
All right, I'm going to pull, speaking about smoking up the tires, we're going to go Steve McQueen on this and pull Bullet. So, Brittany, what's your review on tonight's show?
Even Kanye makes more sense than you.
Okay, well, you know.
Well, Kanye.
Maybe you realize that I know more than Jeff Gordon ever did.
Jeff Gordon ain't bad for an old guy.
All right. Well, me and your uncle will be ending the show. And
finally, the show is over.
So if we come back next week, what are you going to
say?
So that's all you're going to say? God.
I have a sound clip for you. It has nothing to do with sports or anything, but there's this award show called the Ennoble Awards, and it's real scientists that come up with this stuff that is kind of bad, but it's got scientific purposes. Well, the first one that won it was, and this was like 30 years ago, the first one ever was given to the guy that invented the lawn ornament of the pink flamingo. It's the guy that invented the dye for it. And he was assigned, you know, so they gave him the spoof of the Nobel Peace Prize for science. Well, they play a sound clip when the scientists keep talking. You hear this kid going, "Please stop. I'm bored. Please stop. I'm bored." And some people will win it. Then these scientists are getting up, and they're being serious. And sometimes they'll say two words, and then you'll hear the sound clip.
Huh?
And they give these scientists, like, a T-shirt for winning. And it is funny. Just some of these science stuff that people, this weird science stuff. Yep. But yeah, it's, "Please stop. I'm bored."
All right. So I'm going to put us back to the meeting for a second. I remember one of those, whose line is it anyway? George Takei was on one of those shows, and Tom Green, it was an improv show. It was awesome. But when talk about George Takei and Beam Us Out, his solution to everything in the entire show was a warp speed. It was pretty cool. So that puts us back to Speedway Anywhere. All right, Kurt. What's the word? You know how to
take
say
us
it.
Out.
Take us out.
Beam us out.
Beam of salt.
Yep. I'm going to do the Captain Picard thing. Make it so.
Make it so. Yep. All right. This has been blogtalkradio.com/speedwayanywhere. Thank you, Brittany, for going ahead and giving us a little hand tonight and getting us through all the BS. And we know that we couldn't have done it without
finally,
you.
Finally, the show
and,
is over.
You know, but I bet you'll be back next week. So that's Captain Kurt. I'm Quentin. Q, somebody, somewhere, somehow, on a beam of salt.